The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, as you probably all know, Catherine Connolly is now the official 10th President of the Republic of Ireland. She's taken over from Michael D. Higgins following a ceremony in Dublin Castle, which involved politicians, judges and other invited guests. Well, keeping a very close eye on the proceedings for us today was the political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Lovely to speak to you, Sean. So let's start, I suppose, with who was in attendance. The great, the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't know how we'll describe them. Tell us who was there.
Yeah, you'll offend someone no matter what description you go with there. Yeah, look, as you say, the sort of the great good of Irish politics, I suppose. The people who were there, who we might not expect to see, were obviously, you know, people who Catherine Connolly had brought along. Luke McFlanagan, for example, was there. Thomas Pringle, the former independent TD. And then, of course, she had her family who arrived at different times. Her sister Margaret, I think, came along and made a point of jumping onto the red carpet, saying it may be the only time she ever gets to walk along a red carpet. So they were all there and obviously in high form, as well as all of the different TDs and ministers, all the former Taoiseach. It's the most time, it's the most former presidents we have had at an inauguration, with three of them there in Michael D. Higgins, Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, former Taoiseach as well, Leo Varadkar, Bertie Ahern, Brian Cowan, and Kenny not there. Don't know 100% why he wasn't, but he was the only living former Taoiseach who was absent. And then, of course, you had the all of the different TDs. They actually arrived on a bus together. The cabinet arrived on a separate minibus and sort of came in through the side of Dublin Castle. Alongside, if people might have seen them online, there were sort of two red carpets, one almost like a match at the Aviva, going up to the door of Dublin Castle. And there was a crew of about five staff at Dublin Castle frantically hoovering to try and both hoosh the rain off and make sure that they were clean after the guests had arrived for the arrival of Catherine Connolly. And I spoke to some of the TDs who were coming in and out. At the end of this clip, you're going to hear John Connolly, Fianna Fáil TD in Catherine Connolly's constituency, no relation though, who walked in with Ollie Crowe, who's very likely to be that party's nomination for the by-election. But first, Pat the Cope Gallagher, the Fianna Fáil TD, who at 77 years old has seen a fair few of these inaugurations.
Well, first of all, let me say I've been here many times, going back to the days of President Hillary, Robinson, Mary McAleese and Michael D, of course, whom I worked with for years and who educated me in Galway. I'm delighted to be here today at the inauguration of President Catherine Connolly, whom I've known for many years. And, I'm particularly pleased that she is very proficient in the Irish language and has assured us that she will use Irish as often as possible. I think she will be a good president. There are many who would say, well, what she may do in her time. Catherine Connolly will be bound by the Constitution, and I'm sure that she will stay within the realms of that, or maybe stray outside a little bit.
I suppose you would have to recognise the impact today has for the city and for the county and wider regions. Catherine is a daughter of the city, and we have one Galway president replacing another. So my congratulations to her. And
she might step outside it a few times, so warns Pat the Cope Gallagher. Well, look, we got a sense from Catherine Connolly, from President Connolly, about the type of president that she wants to be, the themes of her tenure, the ambition for her office through her speech. What were the standout elements for you?
Yeah, look, a lot of it was what we heard during the campaign. I think she started obviously saying that people had said someone who was as left as her and politicians of her ilk, that effectively today started with a very small band of quite left-wing politicians, and they were told they could never do it. They were too left for the role, etc. And obviously she now has won it, and then went through some of the themes of the campaign that she was going to bring to the presidency. She talked about neutrality. She talked about a united Ireland and making sure that she could be a voice for a united Ireland, but one that brings everybody along, which I think was probably an important message given the DUP weren't in attendance today, attending armistice events, most of them instead. She also talked about neutrality, the importance of neutrality. I think that is one that could well be a sticking point between the government and her if legislation does progress to get rid of the triple lock. But I think that it was quite a well-crafted speech, I thought, even though she was a bit nervous at the start, and you could hear, you know, there was a couple of mistakes. I think she called Michelle O'Neill Michelle Smith by accident at one point, and she also called Mary McAleese's husband Nick rather than Martin. I think she might have gotten confused with Mary Robinson's husband, who is also Nick. So a couple of, you got the sense she was a little bit nervous. She went off script at the start saying, "We can all finally breathe." But other than that, a very well crafted speech. My personal favourite line was right at the end when she said the president should be a unifying president, a presence, a steady hand, yes, but also a catalyst for change. And then, again, a good passage that we're going to hear now in the speech, where she paid tribute to an awful lot of the people who she met on the ground during the campaign and said it will be the lessons she learns from them that will inspire her presidency.
I hope over the next 7 years that there will be many opportunities for me to celebrate with them and share our experiences. I have never believed more in the spirit of this country. Having travelled the length and breadth of the island, I have witnessed it in every county, in every corner of Ireland. I have heard it in the music, the literature and the dance of our people, in the deep tradition of solidarity and decency that continues to be the dominant force behind our people. I have felt it in the quiet dignity and stoicism of those who simply keep going despite the very real challenges that they face.
And she did speak, Sean, about being or having a powerful mandate to articulate their vision of a new republic. So she doesn't sound like she's somebody who's going to be afraid to speak up. We know then that she returned to Arasanuchtaron, her new home, for the next 7 years. I presume she's officially moved in and there's a state reception at Dublin Castle this evening. But what does the rest of her diary look like, particularly over the next couple of days?
Yeah, just to briefly touch on what you were saying there about that speech, like, I thought the she is going to be different to the presidents of the past. She is going to express her view. And she tied that in nicely to the speech where she talked about the times we're living in and compared it to, you know, the geopolitical uncertainty of 1990 when Mary Robinson came in, 97 being the Good Friday Agreement, or just in advance of it for Mary McAleese. And then obviously in the wake of the financial crash for Michael D. Higgins. And now it's a new era and she's a new president and a new republic, as you were saying there. So yeah, she's been at Arasanuchtaron. She arrived there just shortly after 2 o'clock. There was a lot of speculation as to what would be on the menu, because as Flora McCarthy said on News Talk Daily the other day, there's an awful lot of attention and they get to have a say in that. I think Eamon de Valera was quite simple. It was chicken and peas, for example. August Cup on Tay was what was on the official menu. For Catherine Connolly, it was a starter of crab meat and smoked salmon with pickled cucumber and avocado mousse. How are you there? Roast fillet of beef, relatively safe for a main, and then a vegetarian option of ravioli with butternut squash, spinach and goat's cheese, which does actually sound quite delicious. So she's there, probably just about done their lunch now, and had that reception for various dignitaries, including the cabinet, up in the Oras on day one of moving in. And as you say, then this evening around 6 o'clock, they're going to start arriving back to Dublin Castle for that state reception.
Sorry, you distracted me with that talk of crab, one of my favourite dishes. Good choice of food, Catherine Connolly. That definitely gets my vote. President Connolly, I must get used to saying that now. Sean Defoe, thanks for all your coverage across the day, and that will continue on News Talk right throughout this evening. Sean Defoe there.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.